I think that there has been a steady increase fueled by several things, but most markedly with President Trump, who has made it his standard battle cry from, you know, his efforts to be elected to now being in office. It's hard to say when it started, but I would say there has always been a tension, which is an appropriate tension. But these arrests, this level is this escalation is new. I would say that there were attacks under the Obama administration in the sense of less protections for whistleblowers going after journalists for their sources. But it has been growing, but it's gone to a whole new level. And I would say that there's this pernicious confluence with the attacks and the lack of civic understanding, so that people don't really know what their rights are. And you couple the decimation of the local funding model, and you've got this triad of very troubling or pernicious inputs. So you've got the attack on journalism, and it's like big tobacco. All you have to do is sow doubt, make people not trust any sources or not know who to trust, and then you've kind of got them in an insecure state where it's hard for them to act or stop whatever you want to do. And then you add to that the again, decimation of the local funding model, so that journalism is just, so many newsrooms have shut. No one knows how to fund journalism anymore since the advent of the internet and everything being free, and advertising being all online. So there's no funding. So the people that you could trust most at the local level, who you know, who come to your planning and zoning meetings, those people are no longer there. So how do you trust them? And that's a matter of funding. So, and then add the lack of civic education, so that people don't know all their rights, they don't know how the government works. There's all these polls coming out showing the lack of understanding of what the First Amendment, the first 10, the Bill of Rights, what they all mean. It's actually, I hate to use the word scary, but it's ripe for extreme damage to be done to our republic.
It seems that this is a responsibility for society at large to pay attention to, because it impacts people in so many levels. It's not just journalism and people in the profession themselves are being impacted, but society at large. If we don't have the fourth estate out there paying attention, we're seeing the impacts there. So what can be done to reverse this, given some of those bigger dynamics that you've identified, from the funding of journalism in general completely changing to, you know, attitudes in society towards journalism? What can be done tangibly from people who are concerned about this?
As the CEO for a small media company, I can't tell you what it's like to try and get funding these days. And you know, working for a community radio station, what a challenge it is. So, and I'm a pragmatist. I start with, you've got to fund the journalists so that they can build relationships, so that people on the ground know who to trust and who not to trust. Then the civic education has got to be ramped up much higher than it is today, and protections put back in. And there's another thing that, you know, it's an ill wind that blows no good. So recently, President Trump has been calling on the FCC to revoke licenses of media outlets that he doesn't like. He doesn't seem to know that there are libel laws. There's a long tradition of being able to stop media that lie. That media don't lie because they'll shut their doors from lawsuits. But back to your question in what we can do, I would say look at the funding models, so that people can be close to the journalists and know what's true and what is not, and then look at our educational system, at civic education. President Trump was saying, well, we should revive the Fairness Doctrine. Well, I think we should, but not for the reasons that he sort of thinks, which are mostly ill-informed, but because it was very important, and it did help us during a time when we had more civil speech, and I think it could used well, it could help us again. But those are the three areas mostly: funding, education, and policy changes to bring back some of the protections that we have lost, and a deepening understanding of what the Bill of Rights is and what does it mean. And especially as we look at the Second Amendment and the First, and how do we parse these issues that seem to get all thrown in the same bag that historically are very, very different, and people need to understand the differences between these different rights and how they work in society. We are in such a complicated time, and we can do this. I have total confidence we can do this, and we will come out of this stronger. But we could mitigate some of the harm that's happening now and that could increasingly happen. We can mitigate this if we keep our eyes focused on these three areas that need to change and can change relatively quickly.